But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline from the University of Texas with some very, very hot sports opinions is none other than the famous Texas mascot, Bevo. Good morning, Bevo.
Well, hey, guys. How are you all doing?
Okay.
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Only my friends call me Bevo, so you almost be my friends.
Well, sure. We'd like to be your friend, I guess.
Well, my real name is Jackson Bevo Cephas Mankiewicz.
Yeah, Bevo's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Well, are you looking forward to coming up to Dallas for the annual OU-Texas game?
Craig, I'm not. I think we're going to have our asses handed to us this Saturday, to be quite honest.
How can you say that? You're the team mascot.
Oh, yeah, but the Sooners are just too good. I'm planning on hearing Boomer Sooner at least 25 times. I'm going to have to get me a couple throw pillars and stuff them in my ears.
Why do you feel so bad about the matchup? You got a good team, too, don't you?
Yeah, but we're not as good as the Sooners, and I, to be quite honest, I always kind of root for the Sooners.
You do?
Why?
Because I hate my job, and I hope that Oklahoma wins so much we did do away with football at UT.
Why do you hate your job so much?
Well, think, would you want to do my job? You want to stand around smelling like BM for 3 hours during the game?
Well, you seem comfortable on the grass back there. It doesn't seem
that
bad.
I hate it. I'm so listless because I'm depressed.
You're depressed, Bevo. Why?
Because I don't like being at the state fair and a bunch of gross food and a bunch of white trash and south of the border riffraff. Who needs it? Enough to make me want to walk into a one-way door to a slaughterhouse.
Oh, Bevo!
Hey, this is Texas OU, though. I mean, this is what college football is all about. You should get fired up about this.
I'm trying to strike a deal with them. I can just, you know, I'm only here for home games, and only one's in Austin, Texas. That's the only one I'll go to anymore, because I hate to ride up to Dallas.
Why is that?
Well, about 12 of us crammed into a Tahoe. I always stop and get them kolaches, and that always gives me diarrhea.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of Longhorn fans. I hate Darryl Royal.
You do?
Oh, now that's sacrilege for a Longhorn to say that.
I know everyone thinks he's a great guy, but I doubt he comes by their stall every Friday night with a bottle of lotion and a handful of Trojans.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't believe that.
Darryl Royal?
I mean, as many perks as there is to being Bevo, sometimes it just ain't worth it. But I like being a celebrity. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I guess you are kind of a celebrity on Austin.
A lot of chicks and free beer. And, you know, I can eat at any Western Settling for free.
Is that right?
Yeah, but... And you can probably figure out I get pretty nervous in steakhouses.
I bet.
Yeah, I go through the salad bar kind of darting my eyes back and forth suspiciously. And, you know, celebrity has its downside.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Well, I had some problems up there in Eagle County, Colorado I don't want to get into.
Bevo.
Oh, my gosh.
You?
Yeah, and I got addicted to black market prescription drugs at one time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was always sending my Mexican out to get more of those little blue ones.
Oh my gosh.
Bevo.
Shocking stuff.
Well, I guess I'm going to get going here.
All right, well.
Go eat some grass, unlike most of these earth mamas down here in Austin who smoke it, so.
All right, well, hey, good luck to you and the Longhorns on Saturday, Bevo.
Well, you know what? I don't think I'm going to make the game.
Why not?
Well, no funeral.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.